the only thing better than a warm cinnamon bun is its organic naming. This is cinnamaldehyde, but can you figure out its IUPAC name? Let's break it down. First, we have our benzene ring, which is going to act as a phenyl branch. We have a 3-carbon chain giving us a prop, a carbon-carbon double bond, alkene, giving us an ene, and then we have this carbonyl group at the end of the carbon chain, making this an aldehyde and the ending al. Put it all together and we end up with phenyl, prop, ene, al. Now let's figure out the numbering. The aldehyde group getting the end of the name with the highest priority, by definition, makes this carbon number one. But we don't need to put the one in the name. That puts our ene at carbon number two and our phenyl group at carbon number three. Now, the keenest chemist would have spotted that around this carbon-carbon double bond, there are actually two groups on each of these carbons, giving this EZ isomerism. And with the high priority groups on opposite sides, this is of course our E isomer. As that's on carbon two, we'll call this 2E, 3-phenyl, prop 2-ene al. Smells like success. Follow me for more chemistry content like this.